Joining us right now is Mr. P. Sainath, founder editor of the People's Archive of Rural India. Mr. Sainath, thank you so much for speaking to NDTV. My first question to you is, your initial reaction of these farm bills, what do you make of, number one, the manner in which they've been brought in, and also, you know, their intended purpose? Will they be able to achieve it?
I think that the manner in which they were brought in was there for the entire public and nation to see. I don't think we should waste too much time on that. I think that the intent, the result may not match the intent. The intent is clearly taking the process of corporatization of agriculture much further, and it will take it further. However, the idea of the attack or trying to undermine the APMCs, etc., the idea there is that major private players will rush in now and open a lot of private markets. There's any amount of evidence to tell you that why that may not happen. You've had Bihar scrap its APMC Act in 2006. Nothing much happened, and Bihar farmers are getting terrible prices, and that's going to be an issue in their election. You have the Vashi APMC in Maharashtra, which has been running since 2016 on precisely the lines that the new bills try to formulate for APMCs. And nothing much has happened there either by way of major private players coming in and booming across the market. Sanket, the Indian private or corporate sector, more correctly, don't relish competition. Monopoly capital rarely does. They like public resources, public properties, public everything, infrastructure, tied up, packaged, gift-wrapped, and delivered at their door by Amazon. So Kerala has never had an APMC Act. Okay? It's never had an APMC Act. But you have had, you don't have any major private market chains there either. So I'm saying the result, the intent is that the private players or the corporate players take over. The result is more likely chaos.
Mr. Sainath, what do you make of the government saying, you know, this is basically an old philosophy, particularly of this present dispensation, that the government has no business to be in business. And, you know, if you can facilitate an open market, if it is available for everyone else, why can it not be available for the farmer?
Firstly, this is based on an absurd, farcical assumption. It's based on the assumption that the APMCs are some kind of center of the evil empire, you know, exerting a monopoly over agricultural produce and enslaving the farmer. That is so much rubbish. The bulk of transactions to this day, the bulk of transactions of agricultural marketable surplus take place outside the APMC. Because most farmers in this country, most producers and cultivators in this country already have their product wrapped up in unwritten contracts to the sahukar, to the commission agent, to the big trader, to the money lender. That is already, it's very rare. The percentage that actually reaches the APMC is not that much. Sanket, let me give you, for your viewers, a better understanding of the APMC, which doesn't seem to dawn on the media at all. The APMC is to agriculture what the government school is to education. You can call the government schools the APMCs of education, or the PHCs are the APMCs of the health sector. What about government schools? They're bad. They're underfunded. They're systematically whittled away by the state. They have very poor facilities. Most of them don't have toilets, as the CAG is telling you. All this is true. And yet, they're the only place that tens of millions of poor Indian children can go to get a schooling. So let's shut down government schools. Let's liberate the kids from there. For what? Where will they go? You're seeing under the pandemic, under the lockdown, that poor children we are now moving from a digital divide to digital partition and digital apartheid. Okay? Now you strike down the structures of government schools, where do the tens of millions of kids who can't afford anything else go? The APMCs, likewise, are not having any great monopoly whatsoever. And even the changes to the APMCs that they want to make, even the changes that they want to make, have already been done in the Vashi APMC. None of the stated results have happened. Can I give you a suggestion for the Prime Minister? You're saying this dispensation, actually, the Prime Minister's positions have at one level, been pretty consistent. I'm offering a 5-paragraph law, a bill, that would be passed unanimously by Parliament based on the Prime Minister's assurances. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi, if you get onto the Ministry of Consumer Affairs website, as Mr. Ajay Veer Jakar of the Bharati Krishak Samaj has already done and enlightened us, if you get onto the website of the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, you will find a report of the working group on these issues, which was chaired by a chief minister called Narendra Modi in 2011. It submitted a report to the then Prime Minister, Dr. Manmohan Singh, arguing that no agricultural transaction, no transaction between a farmer and a trader should be allowed to occur at less than MSP. That was signed by the chairman of the committee, Mr. Narendra Modi. Now, second, two assurances Mr. Modi has made repeatedly. You've been reporting them every day. One, in reply to the protests and the anger and the, maramari that occurred in Parliament, the Prime Minister has repeatedly said, one, I will see to it MSP will never go. It will not die. It's lies. People are liars, including his old cabinet colleagues, the Akalis. And so this is one statement of his. And it is consistent with his 2011 position that no transaction should be below MSP between trader and farmer. Second thing he has been saying is that these bills are clearing up the space for my promise of doubling farmers' incomes by 2022. In the last few years, he has said that at least 22 times. Okay? Now, if you want to do this, if this is your assurance as the Prime Minister of the nation, what is to stop you? Who is to stop you from putting down a few 5 paragraphs, a bill with 4 elements, just 4 elements, 1 paragraph each element and your conclusion? Number one, entirely based on the Prime Minister's assurance. One, and that of the BJP. Number one element, the MSP is guaranteed by the Swaminathan formula as promised by the BJP in 2014 when the now Prime Minister said, within 12 months of coming to power, we will implement that recommendation of the Swaminathan Commission. First element. So the first element is MSP guaranteed under the Swaminathan formula. Two, no transaction between, including new players, traders, corporations, and farmers, no transaction can be below the MSP rate as recommended by the Prime Minister when he was Chief Minister of Gujarat. Third element, guaranteed procurement. The former governments of Maharashtra have made a mockery of procurement where everybody and many other states started following the example of the then Chief Minister, Mr. Deshmukh. What they would do is declare very high MSP, but not procure. In cotton, for instance, they would declare a high MSP when there was great distress in Vidarbha. Then they would open the MSP centers late into the season. In those 20-25 days, the farmers in desperation would divert their crop to the traders, to the privateers, etc., etc. The second thing they would do is they needed 300 MSP centers, they would open 140. The third thing they would do, they would close these centers 20 days before the end of the season. So late arrivals would again be channeled towards private trade. So the third element of the law, one paragraph, that guaranteed procurement. And the fourth element, you know, if you want to, if you really want to double anyone's income by 22, you're not going to double or even increase by 10% anybody who's, who is the income of anybody who is drowning in debt. So you announce cancellation of farmer debt totally, which is a farmer demand for years now. So you do these, you've got a law which you have promised, which you have given an assurance on. I would like those eight MPs who are suspended, they'd come back walking on their hands to vote for that bill. So you can, if the Prime Minister wishes, simply by putting his assurances on paper, he can solve this problem, right? But this whole thing
and
demonized.
Mr. Saina, do you think that that's exactly something which is not happening as of this moment? See, because we spoke to Mr. Shanta Kumar, who submitted these recommendations. He headed a committee. The Prime Minister asked him to for, you know, farm reforms. I'm sure you're aware of this. This new reform, its basis is the Shanta Kumar recommendation. And I guess that's where the fear comes from, because his recommendations suggested that you might as well do away with the MSP regime and also, you know, the government procurement. Do you think that's where the fear is coming from?
The fear is coming from experience. Okay, let's just take the chronology in 20, 30 seconds, Sanket. Let's take the chronology of this government, of this political process and MSP. In 2014, before being elected to power, and maybe because of this being elected to power, the Bharatiya Janata Party promised within 12 months of coming to power, we will implement the Swaminathan Commission's recommendation for MSP, which is C2 plus 50%. What did they do within those first 12 months? They filed an affidavit within those first 12 months saying, this is not feasible, it's not desirable, it will distort market prices. That is 2015. 2016, the then agriculture minister, Mr. Radha Mohan Singh, says, hey, we never made any such promise. 2017, the agriculture minister and other ministers of the BJP government tell us, what Swaminathan? Why don't you look at Madhya Pradesh, where the model of our Shivraj Singh Chauhan ji has gone way beyond Swaminathan? And it's a small matter that this was around the time that I think five farmers were shot in Mandsaur, shot dead. 2018 and 19, please read the budget speech of Mr. Arun Jaitley. I'll save your viewers the time by telling you, especially that second speech, paragraphs 13 and 14, where he says, paragraphs 13 and 14 of the minister's speech on the finance bill, where he says, we have already implemented the Swaminathan Commission. We have already implemented it in the Rabi crop, and we are fully ready to implement it in the Kharif as well. So 2014, we will implement. 2015, we cannot implement. 2016, we never made a promise. 2017, we will follow the MP model. 2018 and 19, we have already implemented. And in 2020, the Agriculture Minister Narendra Tomar says in Parliament that in all that melee, we are the only people who have respected, the only party that has respected the Swaminathan Commission's recommendations. Now, why would people not be fearful of the things that are happening when they have this experience behind them? And you also have...
Okay, I think that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Saina, I just wanted to ask you this, you know, the skeptics seem to suggest, or those who are skeptical seem to suggest that Because by law, you do not have a level playing field between the private players who will now come in and the APMCs, this is going to give a natural advantage to the private players and thus weaken the APMC system over a period of time. So if the government today says that, see, APMCs exist, MSP regime exists, but because you don't have a level playing field, eventually the system will fade away and get over.
It's the gutting of the system from within. They're absolutely right in saying that it's pretty much like what has happened, Sanket, to the government schools and the PHCs. Please remember that in its last pre-pandemic budget, this government put up district hospitals for private management. Do you recall that? District level hospitals are open now for private management. We destroy something. We destroy the PHCs. We destroy the district hospitals. And then we say, the man is sick, kill him. And that's what will happen with the APMCs. Look at government schools. Kids have choice. They can go and join the Ambani International School. They can join the GD Goenka School, can't they? You know bloody well that they can't. They have no chance of doing so. They're 30 years away from anywhere of that, even thinking about that kind of money. So not only is that going to happen, the skeptics are right on that. But please allow me to point out that there is a further case which will tell you what happens. There is no question that the farmer is disadvantaged in any transaction with powerful corporations. That you saw a few months ago when PepsiCo sued a farmer for 1 crore in Gujarat in the Prime Minister's home state. Remember, the kind of power that is brought to that. And on top of this, you bring in an Essential Commodities Act, amended Essential Commodities Act, which essentially tells you that all these commodities are not essential anymore, except under extraordinary circumstances, war and famine. Give me a break. That kind of stuff. But let's come back to what actually exists on the ground, not the theoretical stuff. Take Maharashtra, which has been the home to all the great experimentation in new economic policies in agriculture. Sanket, the milk trade, it has nothing to do with the APMCs. There is no milk trade coming through the APMCs. It's a private trade. In March this year, I live in Mumbai. In our household, we pay 48 to 52 rupees for a liter of cow's milk, depending on the fat content, and 54 to maybe 60 rupees for a liter of buffalo's milk. Now, on that 48 rupees, the struggles of Maharashtra farmers for years brought them to a point where they were getting 30 to 32 rupees out of the 48 rupees, at which price the consumer paid in Mumbai. Within a week or 2 weeks of the lockdown, we continued to pay 48 rupees a liter, and the farmer's share fell to 17 rupees a liter. Now, which APMC did that? Which public structure did that? It happened entirely because private trade found the farmers on their knees under the lockdown.
You know, running out of time, but Mr. Sainath, a lot of insight. But let's hope we can ask these questions of the government and force them, perhaps to respond to these recommendations that you have made. Extremely important and pertinent recommendations.
Recommendations made by the Prime Minister.
Assurances. Absolutely. Assurances that have been made, be put in writing. Will the government do that or not? We'll see. Thank you very much, Mr. P. Sainath, for joining us on NDTV.
You're welcome. Thank you.